The Staves mit Black and White in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Ihr seid genau richtig bei Flux FM, um jetzt eine tolle Künstlerin kennenzulernen. Falls ihr sie nicht schon längst live auf Berlins Straßen habt spielen sehen, Alice Phoebe Lou, ihr Name. Sie kommt eigentlich gebürtig aus Cape Town?
Kapstadt, genau.
Und spricht perfektes Deutsch, deswegen freue ich mich gleich auch. Wir wollen natürlich wissen, wie lange sie schon in Berlin ist und auch diesen wirklich sehr bemerkenswerten, doch harten Weg, den sie gegangen ist, sich in die U-Bahn damals da zu setzen, in die U-Bahnhöfe einfach zu spielen. Und ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass es oftmals Situationen gibt, wo man sagt, oh, ich kann nicht mehr, scheiß drauf, ist das mühsam, wie werde ich meinen Weg finden? Und jetzt spielt sie am Freitag im Heimathafen ihr eigenes Konzert, deswegen Bewunderung und jetzt erstmal mehr Informationen. Herzlich willkommen, Alice Phoebe Lou.
Dankeschön.
Schön, dass du da bist. Du bist jetzt 21?
Ja.
21 Jahre alt, in Kapstadt geboren. Dann bist du nach Berlin gekommen mit 500 Euro in der Tasche.
Ja, genau.
Das ist gar nicht mal so viel Geld, um was zu machen?
I came here because I was finished with high school and I decided that I need to see some more of the world because when you live in South Africa, Europe is like a strange concept, you know? And finally, when I was here, I didn't have a lot of money, but I had fire dancing, which is what I was doing on the street. It's like chains with fire. And so I was performing on some squares in Amsterdam and on the south of France and being able to make enough money so that I could keep moving and keep seeing things.
Okay, as a fire artist.
Yeah, genau.
Okay.
So so I was a fire artist. And then finally, wherever I went, people were like, you will love Berlin. You've got to go to Berlin. So I said, okay, I better try Berlin art. And I came here and I was amazed with the amount of street music and street performance and the quality of the street performance. Mm-hmm. And so I decided, hey, let me try making music actually and doing something more than the dancing. And so it was horrible in the beginning, totally horrible. I was playing at Hackischer Markt on the street, just outside the station, sitting on the ground, feeling really inconfident and really scared. And, you know, young people your age walk past and laugh at you and it feels horrible. But I worked at it more and more and more. And after 2 years, now I'm in the position where I can make street performances, not just begging on the street. I can actually create a stage and have an audience and make special moments on the street.
That's really encouraging for others who are trying hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It takes 20 times of feeling really, really, really bad and horrible. And then finally it starts getting better and better and better. And it feels amazing.
You must make a book out of it.
Maybe one day.
It's an interesting story. So, what did your parents say when you left Cape Town?
They encouraged me. They think that it's good to be worldly and be able to travel and see things. Mm-hmm. When I told them that I wasn't going to come back to university like I had planned, I was going to spend a year away and then go to university. And then I decided, no, I'm going to carry on with the street music thing and see where it goes, you know, because I didn't want to just stop it. So I decided to move to Berlin and they were like, really, you're going to move across the world to play music on the street? Mm-hmm. You know, that sounds like a really abstract concept. Like, why? And they thought it was weird. And then I showed them pictures and I told them stories of the more and more success and incredible things that were happening to me. And they were amazed. And they support me completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Am Freitag, das will ich nicht nochmal falsch sagen, am Freitag bist du im Heimathafen und machst ein ganz spezielles Konzert.
Genau.
Was genau wird da passieren?
It's special because this has always been a plan of mine to create concerts that are really collaborative with lots of different people, all reacting in their own art form to my music. So this is the first of, I hope, many concerts like this. It's the most ambitious concert I have with 8 really, really good and really different dancers that I've given each one of them a song and I've told them, do what you want with this song, wear what you want, act however you want, just react in your own form, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have 8 dancers, 1 trapeze artist who's going to do a trapeze act. And I have 6 other musicians collaborating with me on stage, an incredible lighting engineer who's going to make really special things, and also a very special guest that I won't say.
Uh-huh. A musician from Berlin.
And not a musician.
Not a
musician. Just a very, very interesting character.
Oh. Mm. That sounds like a fairy tale, actually.
Yeah, he is like
here.
A fairy tale. I think everybody in Berlin knows who he is, so they're going to get a big shock when he comes on stage.
Und wir wollen euch später auch noch auf die Gästeliste schreiben für den Freitag. Jetzt aber erstmal Musik live gespielt bei Flux FM hier bei uns im Studio. Was für einen Song spielst du für uns?
Society.
Society. Alice Phoebe Lou live gespielt, Society in der Morning Show am Nachmittag.
What have you done to me? The ground I've tread so many years, all this blood and sweat and tears, just to be inside your mold and do just what I'm told. If only I had been so bold. But now my body's getting old and time is oh so golden. If only it could be.
Schon zu Ende? Schön, Alice Phoebe Lou mit Society. Wie weit warst du eigentlich fortgeschritten als musikalische Künstlerin, als du nach Berlin gekommen bist? How was your status as a musician when you arrived in Berlin? Could you play the guitar and sing and everything?
No, I never thought that music was something that I would do. I was more of a dancer and an actor and this kind of stuff. I always liked creative things. I went to a Waldorfschule, and so I was full of lots of different things. But music wasn't something that I thought I was good at, you know, which I wasn't. When I was 18, I could play a few chords, maybe play Knocking on Heaven's Door and some typical, very easy covers, you know. Yeah. But as soon as I got on the street, you're starting to rehearse every day because suddenly you've got this momentum and you're like, okay, I need to do this because I need food and I need to survive. So then you've got this like willpower to do it. And then suddenly you're starting to get better, you know, because you're just forcing yourself to practice.
Of course.
And so the place where I learned to make music was the street. It wasn't that I learned music first and then performed. I learned as I went.
Geil. Also sie hatte im Grunde Musik gelernt, indem sie sich einfach hingesetzt hat mit ihrer Gitarre und gesungen hat und sich an die Straße gesetzt hat, an den Straßenrand und einfach drauf losgespielt hat. Learning by doing, so to say.
Genau. Ja.
Und irgendwann wird das ja auch belohnt. Wie fühlt sich das an, wenn man dann auf einmal da einen Euro rein klackern hört in sein Hütchen oder in seinen Gitarrenkoffer? Wie ist das dann?
Say that again, when I...
So when the first coins are dropping in your bag, the sound of it and everything, the feeling, what was that like?
Well, it's an amazing thing because for me it feels like bartering or exchanging because you're playing your music and in exchange people are giving you the ability to live and to have a place to sleep and to eat some food, you know? So it's like, wow, there's no middleman, there's no, oh, I've got to work in a bar, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It's just... pure expression and pure input and output, you know? Mm. So for me, it was just this realization that I can be my own boss. I can be my own, in control of my own thing, you know? And it's very empowering.
Du hast ja auch oft im Mauerpark gespielt oder hier auf der Warschauer Brücke und hast aber auch mal in einem Interview gesagt, und dann ist ja irgendwann, ja, dann kommt halt die Polizei und dann muss ich aufhören. So, hast du oft Kontakt mit der Polizei gehabt?
Yes. Ja. Vielen Kontakt.
Ja. Was sagen die dann? Was machen die?
The police in Berlin are pretty relaxed, you know, so generally, you know, of course, not always, but they usually just say, sorry, you cannot play here, or sorry, you cannot sell your CDs here, or kein Verstärker hier, oder so. So it's like, it's usually this kind of situation, and I always smile and I say, yes, sir, no, sir, have a guten Tag, sir. So, but the Ordnungsamt is the problem, because the Ordnungsamt, they have the ability to actually, if they see you a second time, to give you a fine from 200 to 1,000 euros or to confiscate your equipment.
And
it's crazy. It's really crazy to see some of my friends getting these massive fines. I, touch wood, have never experienced this. I'm somehow immune to this. I have a lucky streak, but it's something that really needs to change in Berlin, because I mean, it's something that happens everywhere, so live with it, you know, don't make rules against it. It's just crazy.
Amen. Yeah. Und du wirst im Heimathafen am Freitag spielen, wenn es jetzt weiter so super läuft und du im Grunde nur noch auf Tour bist in richtigen Konzertsälen, würdest du dann auch ganz vergessen, auf deine Straßenkonzerte nochmal, also auch nochmal auf die Straße zu gehen, oder ist das in deinem Herzen drin, du sagst, das brauche ich zwischendurch? Oder hat man dann irgendwann eine Phase erreicht, wo man sagt, das war toll, ich bin glücklich, dass ich mich da über diesen Weg entwickelt habe, aber jetzt reicht's mir auch.
Many people say to me, I hope that one day you will get off the street, you know, and I wish you success. For me, success is based not on just money or where you are in a conventional ladder, but it's on your own personal feeling. Mm-hmm. And for me, being able to stop 200 people on the street and make them listen to you and they support you and I have enough money and I have enough, you know, input and reaction, that is success. So for me, I am so happy to play on the street. It's what has brought me to where I am today, and it's what I will continue to do. I want to play in every context, but the street will remain forever.
Sehr gut, dann bleibst du uns also auf der Straße auch erhalten, aber vor allen Dingen jetzt erstmal am Freitag im Heimathafen Neukölln, da wird Alice Phoebe Lou auf der Bühne sein mit vielen tollen Künstlern. Ihr habt gehört, es wird Tänzerinnen geben, die Songs von ihr interpretieren, tänzerisch, gestalterisch mit Klamotten, also Kostümen, die auch wie auch alles immer sie das möchten, und es wird im Grunde ja ein künstlerisches Feuerwerk da abgefeiert, und ihr sollt dabei sein. Schreibt euch mal hier auf die Gästeliste, dann 030 2000 9000 wäre die Nummer für die Plätze dort. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Der nächste Song handelt wovon? The song is about, tell us, and I will close the window, because hier die ganzen Sprühkähne schippern hier lang, nicht, dass uns das recht bei der Musik stört.
Die nächste Song ist Berlin Blues, and it's a special song, because it's about Berlin and the feeling of this place, like the feeling that you can do anything and be anyone, and yeah.
Dann sage ich schon mal vielen Dank, dass du da warst.
Bitte schön.
Ich wünsche dir ein tolles Konzert am Freitag und komm bald wieder. Alice Phoebe Lou, Berlin Blues.
It ruffled up my feathers and it barked on up my tree, when suddenly it seemed all the fingers were pointing on up at me, and the footsteps in the sand were all getting washed up by the sea, to leave me in stitches, bursting at the seams, bursting at the seams. When the sun came out to greet me, is my Berlin Blues song. Sometimes life can get a little wrong, but it won't
it just makes me strong. And there is a place where we one day will delve, where there's no more walking on eggshells, where ideas are for free. Oh, it's the place to be. Your great mind's no longer the minority. And I'll see you there with your hands in the air, where the canvas is bare and there's no more despair, and your third eye